You are listening to The Pulse, Rod Murray's e-learning tech podcast, number
161. Hi, this is Rod Murray. Welcome back. That was a clip from Concerto No. 4 in G minor, the Winter Concerto by Vivaldi. As usual, I'll play the full song at the end of my podcast. I hope you enjoy it. The Winter Concerto seems very appropriate with this very cold winter we've had lately. Let's look forward to spring. This podcast is sponsored by Inside Higher Ed, the online source for news, opinion, and jobs for all of higher education. I also invite you to follow me on Twitter. My handle is RodsPods. As always, I post links to all of the things we talk about on my show notes at www.rodspulsepodcast.com. This time, I'm going to be doing something a little different. This episode will be all about a new conference that I wanted to bring to your attention. Actually, it's not a brand new conference. In Philadelphia, Drexel University has hosted the so-called e-learning 3.0 conference for 15 years. Recently, they offered to pass the torch to the University of the Sciences. Of course, that's my home institution. And I took up the offer, and we are now hosting the e-learning 3.0 conference here at the University of the Sciences on Wednesday, March 7th, 2018. The tagline for the conference is "Help invent the future of education." And along those lines, we've landed a great keynote speaker. Some of you may already know Dr. Brian Alexander. He's a self-described researcher, futurist, speaker, writer, consultant, educator, and homesteader. I've known Brian for a while. In fact, I've interviewed him on one of my past podcasts. First time I actually saw him speak, I believe it was a EDUCAUSE conference, and he was at the time one of the editors and writers for the New Media Consortium's New Horizon Report on Higher Education. So he's been a futurist for a long time, and we're very happy to have him speak at our conference. He's authored a number of books, the latest being The New Digital Storytelling, Creating Narratives with New Media. He's also working on his next book, which will be entitled Transforming the University in the 21st Century, The Next Generation of Higher Education. And that's being published by Johns Hopkins University next year. Just to give you a little bit of his background, he completed his English language and literature PhD at the University of Michigan. He's taught literature, writing, multimedia, information technology, studies at Centenary College of Louisiana, and he's worked with the National Institute for Technology and Liberal Education, and that's a nonprofit that worked to help small colleges and universities integrate digital technologies. Some of you may also be familiar with his Future Trends weekly webinar, where he invites speakers to talk about education. So I'm really looking forward to his keynote. In terms of the conference background, at Drexel, now at University of the Sciences, it's an annual conference that showcases the use of technology to enhance teaching and learning in higher education. It's an opportunity to share the best practices and creative approaches for learning enrichment and student engagement. After all, isn't that what it's all about? So this is a regional conference in the Northeast. We've had attendees in the past attend from over 100 different institutions. Now, you may note the term e-learning 3.0. Exactly what is e-learning 3.0? Well, most of you can probably guess. If we go back to the beginnings of the internet, I guess you could call that e-learning 1.0. That's when we had some websites, mostly in-person classes. We had some static web pages, PDFs, and maybe some disjointed how-to videos. Then along came what we might call e-learning 2.0, and this is when basic online courses came out. There are some out-of-the-box learning management systems that began to proliferate. Much of the teaching was blended classrooms, and we may have had some talking head videos, multiple choice exams. Now today, I think we all know that e-learning 3.0 is more of a custom learning experience. We expect a modern user interface. It could be a competency-based program, a lot of learn by doing. It's certainly, a lot of it can be asynchronous. It involves coaching, mentoring, social media is involved, certainly mobile. Students carry around their mobile devices much more than heavy laptops these days. We can talk about gamified learning, lifelong learning, and the learning management systems have improved to the point where we can get much richer analytics and have a much more personalized and adaptive learning experience. Now, a little bit about the program schedule. It's a one-day conference. We start in the morning with registration and continental breakfast. We'll then have our keynote presentation by Dr. Alexander. And throughout the day, we'll have four concurrent breakout sessions. After lunch, however, we'll have another general session, and this I'm really looking forward to. I'll be kicking off a panel on the future of education. Of course, Brian will be there, Dr. Paul Katz, the president of University of the Sciences, and Ken Hartman, who many of you may know, was the former president of Drexel eLearning Incorporated. We'll have coffee and refreshments throughout the day, and we'll have a door prize drawing near the end of the day, and you have to be present to win. We have a number of valuable door prizes, for example, a Chromebook laptop and so on. And at the very end of the conference, we are having a special event. We'll have a social hour that's featuring craft beer and appetizers. It turns out that U-Sciences has a Brewing Science Certificate program, so you can meet some of the students and taste the craft beers that they've been brewing over the term. Be sure to stick around for that, otherwise they're just going to throw away all that beer. Now, in terms of the substance of the program, we haven't finalized the actual sessions yet, but we'll have at least 20 concurrent sessions, and conference topics could include adaptive and personalized learning, analytics and retention, artificial intelligence and machine learning, augmented reality and virtual reality, coaching, mentoring, competency-based education, face-to-face, flipping the classroom, future of education, as I mentioned, gamification, hybrid and blended learning, LMS innovations, mobile learning, certainly pedagogy, and the use of social media, video, and multimedia. So there should be something for everyone. So your next step would be to register. We have a number of discounts going on. We have an early bird registration that's available until February 7th, a month before the conference. So you can get 10% off. And we also have some other discounts for our valued colleagues at Drexel who passed this conference on to us. So that's all spelled out on our website. So again, the website to go to is www.usciences.edu/elearningconference, one word. If you're not able to attend, though, please click the link on our website to join our mailing list so you can be reminded of other upcoming conferences. I also want to mention a little bit about the conference venue. It's being held at the McNeil Science and Technology Center here on Woodland Avenue in West Philadelphia near Penn and Drexel. There are ample maps on the website. We have free parking and links to area hotels. And last but not least, I wanted to mention our sponsors. Our platinum sponsor for the conference is AEFIS, AEFIS.com. Their tagline is Assessment Improved. AEFIS is the complete solution for the assessment of learning and continuous improvement on your campus. Our gold sponsors are Ferrilli, Higher Education Technology Consultants, which we use here at the University of the Sciences, and Practice, some of you may know better as ApprendNet. Our silver sponsors are Blackboard, Labster, DubLabs, and Evolve IP. So go to our website for the full list of sponsors. Special partners I'd like to point out are PADLA, Pennsylvania Distance Learning Association, and also GLSR. If you're not familiar with GLSR, it's a wonderful audience response system, great for events such as ours. In fact, the conference will have a dedicated event mobile web app that uses GLSR. Attendees will see the schedule of the entire conference during the presentation, will be able to view slides on their mobile devices, ask questions, take notes, They can even tweet a slide with their notes. They can download the presentation PDF after the event and also fill out the session evaluation form. So if you haven't looked at Glisser, please do. You'll see a great example of its being used at our conference. So that's it for this month. I want to invite you to attend our conference. And if you're listening to this before January 31st, please consider doing a presentation. So please stay tuned for the Winter Concerto by Vivaldi. And until next time, have a great week.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to give Rod feedback. You can leave comments on his blog or send email to rod@rodspulsepodcast.com. The preceding audio commentary is the product of the author, Dr. Rodney Murray, and does not represent the official viewpoint of the University of the Sciences or any other institution or company.